The awakening you have known comes not through logic or scholarship, but from Cho's association with the realized teacher. Wise are you, Nichiketa, because you seek the Self Eternal. May we have more seekers like you. And now the god of death, who was in the beginning very not so happy, not so unpolite and the like, but now he sees, he's happy because he sees the renunciation of this disciple. How determined he is to find the truth, and how strong in his willpower is to renounce everything what he was offering. So all tiredness of Lord Yama is gone, and he enjoys as a disciple like this is so rare, and therefore our religion, our Dharma is rare and rare in life, cannot manifest itself in this creation because there are not enough disciples. Make yourself a disciple for this truth, and the highest blessing comes to you. And Nachiketa says, I know that earthly treasures are transient, and never can I reach the eternal through them. Hence have I renounced all my desires for earthly treasures to win the eternal through your instruction. And now Nachiketa asks, teach me that you see as beyond right and wrong, cause and effect, past and future. And then the Lord of Death said that only the one who goes into the inner self, who goes beyond the senses, he reaches the teaching. The teaching, the divine, is hidden inside in the cave of your heart. Hidden in the cave of your heart, leave pain and pleasure far behind. Those who know they are neither body nor mind, but the immemorable Self, the divine principle of existence, find the source of joy and live in joy abiding. I see the gates of joy are opening for you, Nachiketa. And then Lord Yama says, the first one what opens these doors of immortality for every seeker who is serious, determined, patient, and renouncing. And he said, I give you the words of the scriptures which open the gates to immortality. It is Om. This symbol of the Godhead is the highest. Realizing it, one finds complete fulfillment of all one's longings. It is the greatest support to all seekers, those in whose hearts Om reverberates. Unceasingly are indeed blessed and deeply loved as one who is a Self. It is this Om which stands at the mantra, at the beginning of all mantras, all the scriptures. Everything starts with Om and ends with Om. There's nothing greater than Om, as Om is yourself, is the world, and is the beyond, are the world, or the waking state. You, your mental state, it is your body, and it is your mind, and it is even the hidden, unknown, formless, psychic body, the Mo. And it is that through which we transcend the three bodies of this world, of ourselves, into the final truth.